Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In week two of the NFL's preseason, the Raiders took the lead in the final 14 seconds of the game on an Aiden O'Connell rushing touchdown and defeated the Texans 22-20. Number one overall pick Fernando Mendoza played in the first half and was 8 of 15 for 86 yards and a pick six. It was all 49ers in their preseason game against the Chargers, coming out on top 41-17. ESPN reports that 49ers tight end George Kittle is ahead of schedule in his recovery of his torn Achilles, and it gives him a legitimate chance to play in their regular season opener in Australia against the Rams. In baseball, the Yankees outscored the Orioles 6-1, and manager Aaron Boone told reporters that Aaron Judge has been cleared to begin his hitting progression, while the Rangers shut out the Nationals 2-0. In the WNBA, the Wings topped the Fever 91-85. Paige Bueckers, 13 points and 6 rebounds. Caitlin Clark, 10 points and 9 assists.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom, August 22nd in the downtown city park. Buy, sell, or trade vintage, new, and used items. Also anime, trading cards, games, and comic books. Buy, sell, or trade at Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom, August 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, go to pasorobelsdowntown.org.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com. 55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
More than 24 positions for county elections have zero candidates filed. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party announces endorsements for 2026 election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-90s. It's 65 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The deadline to file for school board and CSD positions in San Luis Obispo County passed earlier this month. The Clerk Recorder's Office has a list available online for currently certified candidates. In the Paso Robles School District, Area 1 candidates are Jim Cogan, the incumbent, and Thomas Abkarian. Candidates for Area 2 are Brian Maxt and Randall Patrick. For Area 4, Jennifer Linham and John Rowans. In the Templeton Unified School District, candidates are Forrest Pearson, Janelle Armit, and Jennifer Greniger. Candidates for Area 2 in the Shandon Unified School District are Megan Aroa, Jesse Quellar, Maria Elena Garcia, and Jennifer Moe. Currently, there are 24 positions in the county that have zero candidates filed. Because of this, no timely position has been submitted. These offices will not appear in the November election. The affected districts will need to appoint qualified individuals instead. This includes the San Simeon CSD Director, Area 3 of the San Miguel Joint Union School District, and more. Additionally, there are several positions throughout the county that do not have a number of candidates that exceed the number of offices to be filled. Qualified candidates who have applied will instead be appointed in lieu of any election. This includes the Atascadero Unified School District, two areas for the Cayucas Elementary School District, and San Miguel Joint Union School District. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party announces endorsements for 2026 election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County has announced a list of endorsements for candidates in the 2026 general election. For the North County, their endorsements are Faith Frankel for Paso Robles Mayor, Tom Upkarian for Paso Robles School Board Trustees Area 1, Chris Bausch for Paso Robles City Council District 2, John Rowans for Paso Robles School District Trustee Area 4, and Mike Avila for Atascadero City Council. Additional candidate endorsements may be announced as the 2026 election cycle progresses. Join the city of Atascadero for its cruising weekend tonight and tomorrow. Tonight kicks off with the 33rd Hot El Camino Cruise Night at 6:30 p.m. with the 35th Annual Mid-State Cruisers Car Show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow at the Atascadero Lake Park. Finally, 10th Annual Dancing in the Streets tomorrow in the downtown area from 5 to 10 p.m. The Hot El Camino Cruise Night is one of the largest events in San Luis Obispo County, with a variety of cruisers and antique cars beautifully restored from across California. Then you can check out these vehicles at the Atascadero Lake Park Saturday morning. Dancing in the Streets will feature popular local bands performing around the sunken gardens, as well as community entertainment between band sets. There will also be a variety of food trucks available, as well as wine, beer, cider, margaritas, and distilled spirits. Don't miss the City of Atascadero's Cruisin' Weekend tonight and tomorrow. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place about 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Drive as trucks and heavy equipment will be hauled to assist in ongoing storm repairs. Delays of up to 30 minutes are expected during construction activity. Activity is scheduled on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. from August 24th through September 26th. A reminder that this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Pat Butler Elementary School to celebrate the opening of its new ADA-accessible playground, expanded learning classrooms, and garden. The new playground features accessible equipment and soft, resilient turf. The new expanded learning classrooms will help increase the current cap of 50 students in the district's ELOP program to 110. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Astros 18-3, the Royals over the Athletics 6-2, the Guardians beat the Giants 5-2, the Yankees over the Orioles 6-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Pirates, the Padres will go against the Twins, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Athletics will go against the Astros, the Giants will face the Red Sox, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, California State Senator Aisha Wahab has is likely to be the District 14 special election winner and will serve out the rest of former Representative Eric Swalwell's term. Swalwell resigned from his seat in April after multiple sexual assault allegations came to light, which he denies. Wahab will once again face Hernandez in the November election to decide who will serve the next full two-year term. The investigation of allegations of sexual assault against former Representative Eric Swalwell also continue, with federal agents seizing his electronic devices at the San Francisco airport on Saturday and executing a search warrant at his home a day later. A 22-year-old California man who works at a casino is in custody for allegedly stabbing five people inside the resort. Joseph Noggle, an employee at Thunder Valley Casino Resort, is accused of stabbing five co-workers, one who suffered life-threatening injuries. Authorities have not disclosed a possible motive. Local news was sponsored by The Autobahn in Templeton. Cape, your all news time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. RanchBot has been able to expand their customer base for their livestock water management technology to more than 12,000 producers, managing roughly 10 million cattle and 15 million sheep across Australia and North America. Founder and CEO Andrew Coppin says they've been able to expand because they're proving the value of how data and technology can improve a rancher's operation and their way of life.
I think where all this data is heading is towards, you know, what's a dreamscape look like for a rancher if there were no limitations? You think about what they spend a lot of time worrying about. What's the soil moisture and temperature? Because that informs my pasture growth. If I knew my pasture growth and my water availability, I could then calculate what's the optimum grazing period in this pasture. And at the moment, that sort of calculation's all rancher intuition. And so if we can supplement a rancher's intuition with informed data from their water, from their soil, from their pasture, from their weather, then we can help them optimize the grazing so that they're not overgrazing, they're removing the cattle when the cattle are at a correct weight, and they're rotating them and knowing which pasture is the best next option.
RanchBot recently closed a $15 million Series B financing round to expand their tech to ranchers throughout North America.
Ranchers are the primary managers and environmental stewards of more than 250 million acres of federal land across the West. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado who has held federal grazing permits for over 50 years, I've seen directly how national policy affects my operation. I'm Robbie LaValle of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. Register to join us at our convention September 15th through 17th on our website, publiclandscouncil.org.
Western Video Market is headed to the heart of cattle country for their next auction on September 15th. The consignment deadline, though, is just around the corner. It's Monday, August 31st. The auction will be broadcast live from the historic Haythorn Ranch near Ogallala, Nebraska. And you're welcome to attend in person or tune in online at WVMcattle.com. So cattle and sheep producers, be sure to take advantage of the current market momentum and contact your WVM rep today. For all the details, visit WVMcattle.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Linda Hopkins, a farmer, Sonoma County supervisor, and member of the California Air Resources Board, criticized anticipated cuts to state-funded programs that incentivize farmers to implement climate-smart farming practices. It's a shame to lose that funding. In my opinion, it's a huge missed opportunity. We have the opportunity to partner with farmers on things that make financial sense, make environmental sense, and benefit local economies. And with the loss of funding, it's really going to hit farmers, Hopkins told AgAlert in an interview. Quote, you're moving funding from some really cost-effective and critical programs. The potentially affected farm programs are funded through California's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which is set to receive less money because of changes to the state's Cap and Invest program. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, upper 90s Sunday, mid 90s Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday, 100 on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 95 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are higher today, though Reuters says markets remain on track to end the week in the red. Crude oil prices remain elevated and interest rates on government bonds are still high. The Wall Street Journal says NVIDIA is in advanced talks to invest in Cloverleaf Infrastructure, a company that arranges power for data center projects. Cloverleaf specializes in signing power agreements with utilities so developers can build on land with access to reliable power. BJ's Wholesale Club says groceries, electronics, home goods, and gas drove its sales in the recent quarter. Earnings topped expectations, and the warehouse chain says it was even helped by the World Cup and America 250. BJ's shares are up nearly 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This evening, the Soda Crackers bring their classic Bakersfield sound to Templeton's Vintage Community Outdoor Theater for a great live concert.
I've got a two-step solution for my...
Bring bring a chair, a picnic, or purchase food and drinks on site. But most of all, bring your dancing boots. The Soda Crackers, this evening, 6:30 p.m. at Vintage Community, 690 Peterson Ranch Road in Templeton, just up from the CHP station. Concerts are free and open to all ages.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penny will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at crestonclassicrodeo.org.
Join Allegretto Vineyard Resorts for Paso Perspectives. Keep it cool, a special afternoon of wine, September 3rd from 4 to 6. For a celebration of refreshing white wines from Allegretto and neighboring wines. Enjoy thoughtfully paired seasonal bites, meaningful conversations with winery hosts for an evening that celebrates the collaborative spirit of Paso Robles. Tickets are $65 per person, $50 for Allegretto Wine Club members, available through Talk. Visit AllegrettoWines.com.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart and in Paso Robles having a huge sale starting the 28th of this month through Labor Day. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Buy a mattress over $1,699 and get a free adjustable base. Recliners for as low as $399. So stop into the huge showroom. Ricky's is open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center in Paso Robles.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The subject of today's story was a horse thief who was caught. And as you can imagine, his final fate was that of most horse thieves. But that wasn't the end of the story. Known of William Arnett prior to his arriving with a couple of buddies in Gold Creek, Montana on August 21, 1862. The trio had a string of six good horses. However, there was something strange about the men. Although they looked as if they had done some hard traveling, they had no saddlebags or other evidence of men who had owned fine horse flesh. The men put the horses in a local corral and put out the word that they were for sale. In a short time, they found a buyer. The three men split up the proceeds from the sale, and Arnett's buddies left town. But William Arnett decided to stick around Gold Creek, have a few drinks, and play some cards. On August 25, two strangers arrived in Elk City, Idaho. They started asking around if three men had come through with a half a dozen horses. They said the men had stolen the horses. The strangers were told three men had come through, sold the horses, and one was still in town at the saloon. The men went to the saloon and found Arnett playing cards. When they confronted Arnett, Arnett said he wasn't going to surrender and end up being hanged, that he would rather shoot it out right now. With his cards in one hand, Arnett went for his gun. Unfortunately for him, the two men shot faster than Arnett and killed him on the spot. When the smoke cleared, Arnett was laying on the floor, cards still clutched in one hand and gun in the other. In fact, his hands clutched the cards and guns so tightly that they couldn't be pried open, and William Arnett was buried with two full hands. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. PEEKPainting.com.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County has announced a list of endorsements for candidates in the 2026 election. For North County, their endorsements are Faith Frankel for Paso Robles Mayor, Tom Upkarian and John Rowans for Paso Robles School Board, Chris Bausch for Paso Robles City Council, and Mike Avila for Atascadero City Council. The City of Atascadero's Cruisin' Weekend starts tonight and will continue into tomorrow. Tonight is the 33rd Hot El Camino Cruise Night. Then the 35th Annual Mid-State Cruisers Car Show will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park. And finally, dancing in the streets in the downtown area from 5 to 10 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. Serving the North and South Counties, call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Day 18 could be the final day of testimony in the trial of a mom from Massachusetts who's accused of killing her three children.
Lindsay Clancy's defense plans to rest today following testimony from psychiatrist Dr. Philip Resnick, who has studied why parents kill their children. The jury must decide if Lindsay Clancy had the capacity to appreciate that her actions were wrong or the ability to stop herself from killing her three kids.
Fox's Brian Yenis outside the courthouse. President Trump isn't saying where's the beef. He's saying
Here's the beef. Announcing the U.S. will import more ground beef over the next 90 days to lower prices. The beef expected to be sold at 25% below current market prices, giving consumers a break. Vice President J.D. Vance returns later today to his hometown in Ohio to discuss the U.S. economy. America is listening to Fox News.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, clouds and sunshine on your Friday with highs in the mid-90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60 and abundant sunshine. Upper 90s for your Saturday. And Sunday, pretty much the upper 90s as well. As we head to Monday, well, temperatures may be a little bit lower, low 90s, then back to upper 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday of next week. And just think, the fair's over. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 627 a.m., 746 p.m. We are at 67 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Drenzik Series windows and the doors. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it will be Open Mic Friday, Kenny and Darcia. So there you go. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there 24-7. Just give them a call, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, you by now. More than by now, by years, you know how this works. Change the subject at any time, even during the course of the same conversation. It's amazing how freedom of speech can work. Absolutely amazing. All right, let's see here. Came across a little something here. This has to do with school district. There has been, shall we say, quite a few around the country on. And I just specifically look for a school credit card, not, you know, general government misuse on credit cards, because we know that happens. And a lot of it has to do with unauthorized personal charges. Here is one that is frequent. Missing receipts. And bypassed approval as well. And it costs the public education system, which, again, this is one of these things I hate. It's not the public education system, it's the taxpayers. Millions of dollars each year. Now, we have seen some cases here in our county with some districts, or and not specifically school districts, of misuse of that. What was the guy, $250,000 a couple of years ago? And so the question is, why do these employees have these to begin with? In many businesses, as a caller last hour indicated, he uses his credit card for company things, you know, a couple of times a month, and he gets reimbursed from the business. They would itemize it and say, well, you know, years ago I got into a, it really wasn't much of a you-know-what match. Had somebody, they were going someplace representing the radio station. I said, okay, you know, gas. You know, you're going to have a meal before and after. That's fine. Just bring me the receipt. Well, he brought a receipt with that stuff on it, but he also had purchase for alcohol on it. And I said, I'm not paying you that. Look at the company policy. I'll pay for your meals. I'll pay for your gas, maybe even mileage, but I'm not paying for your booze. Well, that's a bunch of BS and, you know, except, well, you know what? It's he didn't last long. But it's the attitude. I don't care if it's Starbucks that you're paying $22 for. Why would you need to do that? Oh, because you're on company time? No, no deal. No deal. You pay for it yourself. All right, maybe you have some thoughts on that. And you have, I don't know how that will work down the road with digital payments and so forth. Top administrators and bookkeepers sometimes hold cards without explicit board rules or transparent limits. Again, you get back to the itemized receipts, business justifications. Who does that? Who's responsible for it? When you get the receipt, when you get your monthlies, don't you look at your on your credit card and saying, I know Linda does that. She asked me, I don't know how long ago. She goes, hey, Kevin, there's a charge here for food for less than a Tascadero. And she's thinking, you know, why am I shopping in a Tascadero? Well, I had to meet somebody for some business in a Tascadero. And I thought, well, while I'm there, we need to get this stuff from home. But my point is that she was checking it. So I'm assuming that people, whether it's school districts or counties or cities, that they have people that their job, part of their job, is to go down and itemize this. And if something doesn't look right, then it should be questioned. And the person should be called to the carpet. And I don't mean necessarily in a, like a trial. It just says, hey, what's this expense for? And I don't know who says, oh, that's okay. It's only $22. Because we get back to our beginning today, it's only a pizza. So no big deal, right? Not a big deal at all. Well, it's not your money. And if that's your attitude, then you are basically telling the public to go to double hockey sticks, that you don't care. And that's selfish. All right, let's see here. Chris, apple problems.
I don't think you're talking about the fruit.
No, not the fruit. And they, again, I don't know what this means. You will. Apple is putting mercenary spyware warnings directly on iPhone lock screens as a new way of alerts reaches users in 110 countries. So what is a mercenary spyware.
Well, you said mercenary spyware alert, so I'm guessing this is just Apple trying to alert people against what is, in essence, a form of a virus. Like, you know, there's different kinds of computer vices, viruses, spyware, malware, Trojan horses, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know what a mercenary spyware is, but it just sounds like some kind of virus.
So does this automatically show up, or do you have to have a specific app?
Well, since this is Apple launching it out, I'm pretty certain it might just automatically show up because these are their devices. You agree to use their devices on their terms and conditions. So if they want to send you a notification warning you against some kind of spyware, they are more than welcome to.
All right. Again, for us novices, or maybe not even novices, for those of us that just we can't understand it. So if the whatever here with these warnings about their servers for, you know, alert, would you be able to tell the difference between a fake alert and the actual Apple alert who are trying to help you?
Yes, you should be able to. It's hard to explain, but most companies that send out alerts, I mean, if it's via email, they will have, you know, links to their official website and such, and they typically won't ask you to do anything. If something asks you to do something, like log in somewhere or give your password, then you could be reasonably suspicious. But if you simply get an alert on your phone that says, watch out for viruses, you know, sincerely, Apple, I don't know what the heck this alert is, it's probably fine. Because, again, it's not trying to alarm you into doing something or giving up information. It's just saying, watch out and be careful.
Okay.
That's how you can tell it's usually legitimate.
Because they're going to be taking care of the problem at their end.
Essentially, yes.
Okay. I had that, and I don't remember what it was, a few months ago where something came up. And, you know, you just mentioned it that, okay, they wanted me to go in and, you know, do something. And one is, I didn't feel like doing it anyway, but your point is, so that could be a red flag right there if they're asking you to do something.
Correct, especially if it's to give away out, you know, information of your login. If they, you know, link you a website and say you have to log in here and it's their official website, that's probably fine. But if you are uncertain, call them up yourself.
Okay. All right, so what they're saying here is and this would be good news, is that receiving a warning does not necessarily mean that the spyware got into your device. It just means that Apple or whomever detected it, indicating that you were, you know, targeted individually. So they're getting to it. But you, in most cases, as Chris indicated, you don't need to do too much or if anything regarding that, particularly.
Especially if this is a server issue, you know, that's all them.
So you're talking about a breach in the what you're able to do, or just what's on the phone in general, everything.
If it's a server issue, it would be a breach of like what Apple has stored on their servers. Anything that's on the individual phone level, I'm not certain they would be sending out mass alerts for that. That's something that you just kind of bring into the Apple Store to have looked at.
Okay. All right. Or in some cases, if you showed me, you can delete some things and they go away.
Yes. I will clarify, I am not an Apple user. They do things a little bit differently than some of the products that I'm used to. So most of these are just assumptions of what I know of the tech world. So I could be wrong.
Okay, so from what you know about the tech world, and again, I understand that it depends on what you're comfortable with and what you're used to, but is there one that has a better reputation, you know, their reputation is more reliable than the others from your experience?
People tend to just prefer whatever it is aesthetically pleases them or what they've been marketed towards, whether it's, you know, Android, Apple, or, you know, when it comes to computers, Mac or PC. You'll also get opinions from people who are more technologically savvy, and in that domain, I think most of their opinions tend to be favorable towards Linux, which most people don't even know about. So
I've never heard of it.
Exactly.
And does it do more, or is it just a regular, but they're whatever?
I don't know what Linux does. I haven't tried it out for myself. I know it's an operating system like Windows is, and people who are particularly tech savvy seem to really like Linux.
Okay, well, again, it's would it be possible that this Lennox is a little bit for the more sophisticated user than people like myself who just use a general?
100%.
Okay. All right. So now, and again, I'm wondering, so this Lennox or whatever it's called, do they probably have things on there that are not available on, you know, these other sites, you know, like the ones we use?
Well, these are operating systems. This is like what makes your computer function. So in terms of what's available or not, I think it just depends on what somebody's willing to or has the ability to use Linux for. Because the thing about Linux is it's much more driven by the user than what is provided to them. Because our computers, you know, use Windows. Microsoft provides us everything we need to function. For Linux, it's a little bit more on the user to provide themselves whatever they want.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it's nice that they have the option. Do you think that most the average American could use a Linux system?
No. Not the average American. No, no siree.
Okay. That's good to know. All right. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. We have something in common. We can be proud that we've passed on to our next generation a care for ethics and for good morals. And I know you've taught that to Brian, and I've taught it to my kids. It's just a shame that there's so many parents out there that don't have any concern for those matters.
Maybe because they weren't brought up with them either.
I know. And isn't that a shame?
It is a shame, and with me, I have no tolerance for whatever their excuse may be.
Yeah, when I run across kids out there cussing and really foul mouth, I walk up to them, I say, you know, your language exemplifies how stupid you are. And they just get a bad dumb look on my face that I didn't even challenge it. Challenge it in that fashion, but that's the way I look at it.
Well, hopefully you keep your teeth.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Have a
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, you know, when you were talking about Starbucks and these credit cards and this stuff this morning, when I was on the fire department, okay, every fire station has a different complement of guys, depending on how many pieces of equipment it was in that quarters. One station, the biggest one, we had 16 guys. So you have 48 guys that work at that station. And there was a person on each shift that was delegated as the house dues person, kind of like the den mother. And everybody there... We had coffee. We had peanut. We had to pay. We paid for all the condiments in the kitchen. We paid for our coffee. We paid for everything. We paid for our coffee maker. We paid. So we had a daily dues. When you worked, you paid so much that went to what was called house dues that paid for that stuff so you could run the kitchen. And then whoever the cook was, he went shopping and you paid for whatever the food cost. And when I got on the job in 78, it was like $5 a day. When I retired, it was $15 a day, depending on who was cooking. But $5 of that went to pay for all that stuff in the kitchen. These people that work in these places that want these kind of things, there's enough people that work there that they should have their own in there, and they should manage that and pay for it on their own. There's no reason that the public or the taxpayer should be paying for that.
No, but and I don't know what the rules are, you know, regarding that. And also the follow up as I was reading here is that a lot of it, you know, oh, I don't have the receipt for it. Oh, give it to me, you know, when you find it, and then it's forgotten about, and then meanwhile that money is paid, but it's not paid back.
Correct, and that's why that's just an unacceptable way to do that. In fact, if we wanted certain things at our station that it didn't have, like when they set up a fire station and they originally open it, if if it's a four-man station, they put supplies for four guys. If it turns into a six-man station or an eight-man station, the guys there pay for the stuff. The city didn't bring us more plates or whatever. Now, we don't have a choice. I mean, we're there for 24 hours or forever how long your shift is. And so there are certain things we have to do there, and we consider that place our second home. And we were willing, and we didn't mind doing things. In fact, if we wanted something in our station, we had a loan through the credit union, and some of those dues, those monthly dues, went to pay that loan. So, like, if we wanted HBO or something like that, and I used to laugh when I'd go, because I was a cook for a long period of the time, and go to the store, and people would say, "Oh, what are we buying you today?" And I said, "Well, you can look in the cart if you want, but you're not buying me nothing. We pay for that." "You do?" "Well, yeah. Whoever the cook is decides what we're eating, and whatever the cost is gets divided up." But to go back to also these kids things, I had my three grandkids from the first week of July to the first week of August this year. I had one that's just getting ready to turn four, a five-year-old, and a six-year-old. I didn't have any problem having them dress themselves, help me work on the ranch. I have my own little bounce house for them. They had playtime. They had their own study books that their mom gave them that they had to do so many pages a day in. I made them breakfast. I made them lunch. I didn't take them to some subsidy place. And I had no issues. I'm 69. I can take care of a four-year-old, a five-year-old, and a six-year-old with no problem. Everybody else went to work.
Greg,
and I said,
do the kids have devices?
No. No, they don't have laptops or phones. Well, they have play phones because... They play like they're talking on a phone when they're, and I have a whole bunch of old house phones that don't work because we don't have a landline. So I give them each a phone. Here, you guys can play. I mean, when we were little, we had two cans and a string.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but they all want to do stuff. And I was the same way when my girls were growing up. They wanted to help me. I don't force them to do anything. What are you doing? They want to make sure they're... Let me know when you're going to go feed the cows. Let me know when you're going to... And I said, okay, in between that, you guys work on this. And when I get the Kawasaki loaded up, I'll let you know. And then you tell me what you want to do. And you know what? They got to learn how to do certain things on themselves. You can't just babysit them. But you got to include them in stuff so they learn how to do things.
Right.
If... I don't care if they want to help me. The youngest one lives here at the ranch. The other two are visiting from Oregon. All right. She has her own workbench in my workshop. She has her own little blocks of wood that I give her from cutoff stuff, and she'll glue and that, and if it won't stick right, then she wants me to hit it with a little nail gun. and she builds her own little things.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's got her own little measuring tape there and other stuff so that she can... She's just trying to copy me.
Right. And that's, you know, for generations, those things are life lessons. Greg, we're out of time. We got to go.
All right. Take care, you guys.
All right. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A reminder that this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Pat Butler Elementary to celebrate the opening of its new ADA-accessible playground, expanded learning classrooms, and garden. The deadline to file for positions across San Luis Obispo County passed earlier this month, and a list is available online for all currently certified candidates. However, 24 positions have zero candidates, and there are several others that do not have a sufficient number of candidates for an election to be held. Candidates will instead be appointed for these seats. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Kenny and Darsha this afternoon, open mic Friday. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Then Diane Dillon, Wheeling and Dillon on the Country Store. Jimmy's in. Shefton Gear is making things run, and the spotlight, Gary Brill, is coming up with, I believe it's Chicago. So enjoy that. Enjoy your weekend. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.